From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. A court in Russia sentenced opposition leader and anti-corruption blogger Alexei Navalny on Monday to 15 days in jail for resisting police and fined him $350 for organizing what authorities said was an illegal mass protest in Moscow. Navalny rejected official claims that the demonstration Sunday was illegal. VOA Moscow correspondent Daniel Scharf.
Now, Navalny argued back to the court saying that the authorities had not offered specific alternative venues for his demonstration within 3 days of the rally itself. So therefore, according to Russian law, he should be allowed to hold it where he wanted to, which was in central Moscow.
A Kremlin spokesman on Monday said the protesters were looking to incite violence and accuse organizers of exploiting children, claiming many were paid to attend, but citing no evidence. U.S. President Donald Trump's son-in-law and key advisor Jared Kushner has agreed to be questioned as part of a Senate investigation into Russia's alleged interference in the 2016 presidential election. Sean Spicer is the White House spokesman.
But given the role that he played both during the campaign and during the transition, he met with countless individuals. That was part of his job. That was part of his role. And he executed it completely as he was supposed to.
The Senate committee wants to know more about Kushner's two December meetings with Russia's ambassador to the U.S. Last week, FBI Director James Comey publicly confirmed an investigation into Russian interference in the election and whether associates of the president helped coordinate those efforts. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. The U.S. military is looking at more than 700 separate video feeds covering 10 days of airstrikes in Mosul to determine whether reports that counter-Islamic State coalition strikes killed as many as 100 civilians in Mosul are credible. A spokesman said on Monday the military is trying to get ground truth on the facts involved. The Pentagon has said in an initial review that showed the coalition warplanes conducted strikes on March 17th at the location corresponding to allegations of civilian casualties in western Mosul's Old City. The Pentagon has called the death of civilians in Iraq's northern city of Mosul a terrible tragedy. The United States, Britain, and France, along with dozens of other countries, are boycotting the United Nations General Assembly negotiations on a treaty banning nuclear weapons. Nikki Haley is the U.S. ambassador to the U.N.
You are going to see almost 40 countries that are not in the General Assembly today. And that's 40 countries that are saying, in this day and time, we would love to have a ban on nuclear weapons. But in this day and time, we can't honestly say that we can protect our people by allowing the bad actors to have them, and those of us that are good trying to keep peace and safety not to have them.
The General Assembly is continuing negotiations on the Treaty on the Nonproliferation of Nuclear Weapons. Six aid workers in South Sudan were killed Saturday as they traveled from Juba to Pibor. From Nairobi, VOA's Joe Craig speaks with humanitarian groups to find out if this incident will impact their work in the young country.
Unidentified assailants took the lives of six aid workers Saturday, the highest number killed in a single incident since South Sudan's conflict began in December 2013, according to the United Nations. Working for a local NGO called Greedo, they were killed in the Magri area of central Equatoria state. Jerry Farrell, the South Sudan representative of Catholic Relief Services, says he does not believe aid groups are being politically targeted.
Because NGOs have land cruisers and very often have Thrives or satellite phones, often are carrying cash to the field to pay vendors and pay staff, they're being targeted for those reasons by criminals.
Jill Craig, VOA News, Nairobi.
The U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee delayed action on President Trump's Supreme Court nominee, Judge Jill Gorsuch. Democrats are angry over Republicans refusing President Obama's nominee for the same vacancy created by the death of Justice Antonin Scalia more than a year ago. For details on more news, we invite you to join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.